Yeah, obviously proud of the mental toughness we showed to find a way to win it. Not the prettiest one, but again, we'll take it. You know, first time since 07, you know, the Browns were above 500 at the halfway point, so I know that was a big thing for our guys, a goal this week. So I thought that was a good team win. Offense made plays when we had to. Obviously the run game is still an issue. Defensively, made plays when we needed it, and then we did some good things on special teams as well. So it was a good team win. And the challenge for us now is the short week. We got to turn around. You know, we're going to go grind in the office for a little bit. We got get the players off their feet a little bit and bring them in a little bit later tomorrow. But it is a tight schedule, and I don't have the full injury reported details yet. But we're a little nicked up. Won't know more till tomorrow on some of the guys. Sure. No, I thought they came up big. I mean, that was a big momentum shift too. They went right down the field on the first drive, and Billy made a heck of a play, and then the block punt as well. I mean, I thought overall that group played very well. He did. He played well, and that was a point of emphasis this week was to ramp him up a little bit. Had a real good week of practice, and I thought he responded. That he ran tough. You know, there were some plays that were blocked for one or two that he gained five or six, and then the touchdown was a big play. Sometimes those are the hardest ones to catch when you're that wide open. We talk about the competition that we have, and we wanted it to be to settle into essentially a two-back rotation, and that's that we thought those two had really earned it. Terrence, especially during the week, I thought he had his best week of practice, and that merited the number of plays he was in there. He did, and that was a credit to him. I mean, it was. You know, especially when we were backed up, the drive that we ended up, I think the ball got intercepted on the pass to Barnage. But I thought that drive early on, we had the third and long, and he made that play to throw to Miles on third down. I thought then, he really got sharp then. That the interception was unfortunate, but I think we ended up getting it right back. But that was, he made the plays when we had to. There were a couple of them where we had guys open early and. You know, I could hear the offensive guys on the headset, no, 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 and then the play ended with yes, yes, yes. I think that the touchdown to Gabriel was an example of that. No, it's big, but it's and we'll celebrate a little bit tonight, but emphasis on a little. It is a short week, and then after Thursday we will. It's like having a mini bye, so that'll be good for our guys. But you know, we'll be all in on this one, whatever it takes to find a way to go down there and get the W and then get that long weekend off. So I think we're in a good spot, and our guys are confident. But this is one here where we know we got to be all in this week, and it's very very compressed time frame because he's not coming out of structure. And that's I think that we emphasize that with our guys, like, do your job, good things will happen. And we were just in quarters coverage, and he was reading the quarterback and just slid over the ball when the quarterback, he didn't really have any work his side and just slid over the ball and then like, overthrown. And, I mean, that's when safeties get interceptions, it's on tips and overthrows. You look at Witt's interception was on the tip and Gibbs was on an overthrow.